Alan Starn.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Here.
Rita Negerson.
Here.
Grant Washington.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Andy's on the phone and public, so very good. We'll move to approval agenda. I'll just do a brief thing, and if you didn't get those all written down by now, a little bit of change around and additions from this afternoon under new business. Number one will be teen center donation request. Number two, building permit, State of Alaska Department of Fish and Game across the street. Three would be city administrator's contract. Number four, manager of public safety's contract. Number five, Marine Sink Harbor Utility Management Proposal. Six, BDO FY15 Audit Proposal. Number seven would be the PFC Alcohol Permit. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda with the amendments.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the amendments on the business.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Brett?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda this evening, we have one item, minutes of the regular meeting on May 12, 2015. Has everybody had a chance to look at those? We kind of buzzed them this afternoon. Did anybody have any corrections or mistakes that we find? Everything looked good? If that's the case, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. We're moving right on to our reports this evening. First on the list is our finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
Rocket check for April was $15,613.35. Sales tax revenue was $58,562.79. There's a expenditure and revenue guideline. Did anybody have any questions?
Questions for Krista? If not, you know, anytime, give her a jingle. She's always available. Just a little note, and I know these are a little different, but as we were chatting after you left this afternoon, the key, your AMLIP, our fund balances are a little different actually than they are, and I know that's from before. But
for what?
For our fund balances. Wells Fargo, our general fund right now, is at 400 and some thousand.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to let you know, so they knew that, because these are from a little
bit. This is April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, that's the only thing I had. Is there any questions for Krista on these? Okay, not hearing any. I'd entertain a motion to approve. Or, yeah. We didn't do that. I'm sorry. We will move on. Thanks, Krista. We'll move on to the administrator's report. And Andy, the floor is yours, or should I say the table that you're sitting on?
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Tried to get a flight in when it was too late, and we know that Finnair's flight has been pretty booked these last week or so. So my apologies, wish I was there, but I'll bring the whole clan is going to come out next month, and looking forward to that. in our general fund balance in Wells Fargo account, I just looked at that, it's $450,000, so that'll come up later in discussion, I think. So I'll be pretty quick here. I touched on this last month, but I did apply for a USDA sort of a master plan for water, wastewater, and solid waste. They say 75% of the grant, and the RFPs that I got range from $50,000 to $60,000, and so I think if we go with the lower cost one, that's I think it's $51,000, the city would have to kind of match 25% for that. I've asked ASPHD for that match, and would have to reach out to the guys in town if they have IVAC environmental money. It'd be possible to contribute to that as well, but like I said this afternoon, I think the benefit of this, the timeliness of this, is we have our water and sewer supervisor and our public works director meet within a year or two. This could serve as sort of a master plan, a blueprint for the capital project needs we have for the city for those different areas, water, sewer, and solid waste. It'll either be Bristol Environmental or CRW that would perform this, would do this project probably later this summer, and I think both of those companies would be good to do it. If we go with a lower cost one, that would be Bristol, and I know Dave's done some good work with Bristol over the years, so I'll keep everyone up to speed on what happens there. I'm also next week applying for a DEC grant. That is 85%, and that would be for Russiantown water system improvements. And I'll also be working for lift station upgrades, and I'm also talking with AMTHC. I think they're going to apply for a grant for the city for those as well. So there's a lot of things being applied for there, and hopefully we get some money to help do some of those projects. BDO's audit proposal is on the agenda. If we approve it tonight, it's like the tentative schedule for that at the end of August. Irina will come out and help Krista about a week before that, and she's also agreed to do a couple sales tax audits or compliance audits on a couple businesses in town at the same time. So that would be a good cost-effective way to do that. We haven't done those in a few years, done these sales tax compliance audits, and her proposal that she originally gave me was quite reasonable. I think we'll be able to do that cost effectively, and we'll choose a couple of businesses here in the near future. I touched on the King Crab rehabilitation project last month a bit, and talked to those guys again after they had their monthly advisory meeting. And they were a little group. You can see some of their stakeholders there were in the excitement about the prospect of Sandpoint being their next sort of testing ground. And I'm meeting slowly with this after having discussions with them. But we're not committed to any sort of funding at this point. It was just in my time and helping them sort of figure out the resource there. So I got some salt surveys from ADS&G not long ago, shared them with the group, and just kind of let them know the lay of the land here in Sandpoint and the history of what King Crab fishery was in the past, and that it will help going forward. If they do indeed move forward and hatching juvenile crab, that they would go to where the historical fetch has been as well. But I'll definitely keep the council to see if it goes anywhere, and as we look at something that could possibly be a good little economic development project for the future. Down the road, once you have some juveniles, it takes a while for them to be adult. The mayor will touch on this little resident quarry a bit later. A few harbor items of note are that Brooks did send out a complaint letter to R&M regarding the billets issue. That's under the FYI section, so I was sent a complaint, kind of laying out our rationale. And the reason we do this, again, is, we don't necessarily want to have a trial jury in Sandpoint, although it would be, benefit would be a little uncomfortable for R&M. The whole point is to sort of force their hand to go into mediation or just for a settlement with them. The issue with McGowan flying out and looking at the billets, I think Mooney will cover a bit later in part of the master's report, so I'll let him touch on that, trying to avoid some redundancy. The last thing I'll touch on that I didn't have in there is with the electrical, the GFI issues, and Danny and others had some good comments to me, so I emailed that gentleman about the GFI issues. That'll be on the agenda later. But where we are right now is when the state forced us into this code compliance issue, and we got into we tried to become compliant, and obviously that ended up being a messy situation for our harbor and the fishermen not being able to draw power last year. So right now our lobbyist and Representative Edgman are sourcing with the Department of Labor Commissioner over the weekend up in Fairbanks at the governor's budget meeting that he's having to discuss this. And if that doesn't work, we may have to go further up the chain to Murkowski's office, since this was a national code that the state adopted. And so we're going to try to use those means and see what we can do to avoid turning this into a costly matter for the city and for fishermen, for something that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Mayor Dave Kay, I'll catch the council up on that during the summer or fall. I've got to research it a bit more. We're not in a huge hurry for that, but it's definitely something that I will look into, since the council was interested in that last month. And finally, hopefully we'll have a regular scheduled meeting next July. I just wanted to put that in people's radar that we may want to look at moving that one back. July 14th would be the original council date. We may want to postpone that one a couple days to avoid a salmon opening on the 14th. So I thought July 16th, that Thursday, might work. It's maybe something we can discuss at the end of the meeting. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Andy. Questions? Not hearing any. Just a quick note, Andy. We didn't touch base. We had a tribal meeting last night, and I did talk about IGAP grants or funds. What they do have coming available is an ICDBG. You know, we use those. That could be used for that. We use them on the clinic. We use that, well, maybe down the road, it may be a new police station or a fire department somewhere. But they have like a $10,000 one open, and it'll be spent shortly. So that is a possibility. So keep that one in the back of your mind.
Okay. Should I talk to Tiffany about that?
Yeah, you can give her a jingle or talk to her next time out.
Sounds good.
So, with that, I'll touch on the rock thing a little bit, and Dave will touch a little bit more on how he's progressing up there, which is quite well. Little snafus here and there with some equipment, but we've been moving forward with that. As you guys know, we did approach the Alu Corporation, Andy, and at the last meeting we did write a letter that we chatted about, and they are interested in talking with us. So it's something that we'll sit down, Andy and I, and who knows where it goes. There may be others that we may have to pull in to make this happen, but the corporation is interested in talking about that. And as you know, the two main functions of that would be to put a road into Red Cove and to Sand Dollar Beach. And so we're working on that, and I do believe, Andy, we need to have something to him probably in end of July, first of August. And I'll have you some more numbers, something a little more concrete before then. Couple things that, little thing we never touched on this afternoon, that I just, some information for you guys. I think we told you at the last meeting we had some money orders in the tune of $8,000 that were denied to us. That they sent them back, and we didn't quite understand what was going on, so I finally called the bank. But what happens when they're dead for a while, if you had them, we had to hold those for, I think, a year or better, or 2 years?
It was a short year.
Yeah, or in that neighborhood, so they canceled them all. So we're in the process of, I put in a requisition to have them redone. Mm-hmm. So just a little update on those. It is a tune of $8,000, so.
Money orders?
Postal? No, they all came from Western
Union. Oh, okay, so they have expiration on them.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. We didn't either, but.
You don't see them.
Yeah.
A lot of the postal ones don't.
Oh, okay.
I know they don't.
Anyway, so that thing's been rolling. I'm taking care of that. And, well, a little thing along with Dave's deal, he might mention, we did have a little broken glass, and we got a claim in for that, and we'll work on that deal. But he'll give us a little more info on how the rock deal's going. But other than that, it's been really busy. As you know, it's summer's upon us, and everybody's gone everywhere but loose here. So we're getting there. With that, I'm going to push this on to the next on the agenda, and it's our Department of Public Safety. And John, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Included in the report are our statistical support for existence here. There's nothing exceedingly remarkable about the month, which is a real good thing when you're talking to police work. We did take the opportunity in a little bit of a slower time to do some training, the facts and issues that came into light over OSHA made us realize there's some other mandated training that we have to do every year that has slipped a little bit, so we tightened up and make sure we get all that training done and that we're in full compliance in every which way with OSHA and human rights treaty and all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have that and solid, as well as backed up by policy and a plan for the future so it never slips again. Our EMS division, they had a fairly busy month. 6 patient runs is a fair number for them. In addition to that, they had a training meeting where everyone got together and talked about the status of the department or the division and where they wanted it to go. And that was a good thing, as well as a call schedule now, so that instead of just ringing the bell and having everyone come, there are certain people assigned certain days, so that way we know we're covered and have confidence that we're not going to have one driver show up but no EMT. So I feel good about that, and thanks to Denise Mulbeck, who's done a lot of good for that division and invested a lot. In the fire division, we had our big response, and unfortunately we lost a residence in the community due to that fire, but we were able to keep it from spreading to other structures, and we were able to extinguish it. And my hat's off, and I said several times, but the community outpouring for help when the crisis was going on right now was remarkable. And so my thanks personally and also from the department to everybody who helped in that instance. And that's really what I have. Is there any questions?
Questions for John? Not hearing any, thank you. We're going to move right on to our Public Works Director. And Dave, I'm going to hand that over to you.
Thanks. Good evening. Month of May was real busy. It was kind of weird doing my monthly report before the end of May, but it was all right. We graded roads 3 times last month. We swept roads twice. We've been working up in the rock quarry, running the rock crusher, and working on rock, separating rock. We've done really good. We've pounded about 2,000 yards of 4-inch minus so far with the big crusher. And then we had a little failure on the motor here yesterday, or day before yesterday, so we're working on that problem right now. I'm talking with a bunch of people, and I've ordered a head gasket, and hopefully we should have it back up and running here next week. We've been working on Little Crusher. Little Crusher's going really well. We're over 3/4 of the way done with the steel work that needs to be done. I know we've got dropping rollers, belts, and all that stuff to put on, which we have everything in stock to do that. So it's coming along really good. We fueled buildings. We put a travel motor. It's a track motor. They call it a travel motor on our EX200 excavator last month. It was really expensive. It was like $9,000 for this motor, but there was no other ones in the States. We even went on a watch line and went across the United States trying to find a used one. And finding a rebuilt one from a private person instead of having to go to like Construction Machinery, which you pay top dollar for it, we could not find it. This EX200 is kind of it's an older machine and it's an oddball motor, so they're not really ready available. So we had to buy one from John Deere, which is still an Hitachi dealer. And we put it in. It's working great. Everything's back up in it. And we went to replace the windshield on our 988, and I had ordered it through Caterpillar. And we got it here in town, and it was in perfect shape. And we went to put it in, and the windshield was 1 inch in diameter too big. So we called NC Machinery, because this is a $468 windshield. We called NC Machinery, and they told us to start looking on the cab to see if it was an outsourced cab. I did not know that NC Machinery outsources some of the cabs. Come to find out, it was an outsourced cab. The company originally was building them in Minnesota, and they closed doors and moved to Ontario, Canada. Nearly impossible for us to get glass. And Glenn pulled some strings, and we were able to make a template of the old glass and send it out, a template with Dorothy McCollum. She was nice enough to bring it out there, and Andy grabbed it and went to Novus Glass, and they had us build one the same day. So then we sent it back out. It came out great. But in the process of us sending back the windshield and a really nice Caterpillar crate, when it got to Anchorage, it was broken half. And I have pictures of it and everything. So I talked to a lady by the name of Jess Keene, and Glenn been working on it, and we've kind of worked out a deal to where they're paying one way, or one-way of freight, we're paying one-way of freight, and I think it was half the glass.
They're eating the glass.
They're eating the glass.
Yeah. Okay. But I think if it all works out well here, it was obvious by the pictures they had set something on the crate.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we're talking an actual wood crate with 2x6 walls all the way around that was screwed to this pallet with one by six runners all the way down the top of it and a sheet of 3/8 plywood on top of it, and they still were able to break that glass. So we're figuring Ace broke it. I mean, there's no question about it. It was really sad. And NC Machinery, when they opened up the crate, they took pictures of it because all the foam padding was in the exact same locations that when it came because it had sticky stuff on it. So all we did was stick it right back on the windshield exactly the way it went. And it got broke. It's the second piece of glass out of like 7 pieces of glass I've sent to Sandpoint for a piece of equipment that's been broke in the last almost 4 years. So I've been doing pretty good on glass, but this one was a hard breaker.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get it. NC came in and we had him do a tune-up on the 988. We'd had an injector system, an injector that seemed to have been bad. And we ended up finding out the adapter that the injector screwed on was never drilled completely through by NC Machinery at factory. And I don't know how many mechanics had worked on it and tried to figure it out, but that Roy, the NC mechanic, and I figured it out. We ended up drilling about 1 inch of solid steel before it came through the adapter. So all we had to do is screw the tip back on it and stick it in the machine room grate. But he ran the valves on it for us and just made sure, you know, after 8 or 9 years of that loader basically sitting, that it was still good, you know, good shape. Since he's done the tune-up on it, we've ran it. It runs really good. We have one problem. We're going to have to buy a muffler for it here pretty quick. The innards of the muffler is 8 out, and it's a 2-layer muffler. There's an 1.5-inch pipe that comes off the muffler and goes to the air cleaner, which gives it a warm air. And it's rotted off. They rotted from the inside, so it was blowing soot and stuff inside the air cleaner box. So we had to cap that off right now, but the muffler is $1,088. But it's kind of machining. I'll have all my employees back now. I was shy of 3 employees for quite a while, and they're all back and up and running. As far as the landfill, we hauled lots of trash away this last month. It's really picked up. We're actually having to do trash at certain dumpsters every day now. We serviced the incinerator, and we brought down one dumpster for the city building here for the construction debris while they were doing the roof and stuff. And we've taken it away now. It's all done. We helped the chief, and we helped Larissa two Saturdays ago, get rid of some debris on a Saturday. We couldn't open the landfill. It was too windy. And Chief needed some stuff moved, and Brandon was out and about, so he grabbed the garbage truck and went and did it for him. Recycling, the glass has increased. That's due to the influx of people. And Walter was telling me tonight that our knives that break the glass and the glass crusher, we might have to replace them or build them up here real soon. The glass is slowly getting bigger and bigger. And that's due to wear. We've never done anything with them in almost 4 years. I guess the glass is kind of abrasive also, you know, it needs steel. So we're going to be working on that here in the next week or so. Water sewer, Alan did a little thing on it. And like Andy said, that we're trying to get some pricing on right now of what it would cost to upgrade another lift station this year. And there's 2 lift stations to have. As of right now, we need to upgrade really bad. We're going to probably pick the worst one, depending on our funding and stuff. But we're waiting back right now for Alaska pumping those guys and tell us what it would cost. We're basically kind of building our own system, but still with rails, you know, really nice. Just like Dennis and I did with the last 2 lift stations we built. They'll have DFDs, and so we try to keep the electricity, you know, down. And hopefully soft starts too. But we've also been putting on valve boxes, water shut-off valve boxes, and now we're setting them up to where we can put a rod through them and lock it to keep people from turning the water back on. We've been running into that problem in a few places. So basically, all the valve boxes we're putting on now are going to be a lockable box. And we're probably going to get, well, in the next 10 years, every house in this community is probably going to have one. That's what our goal is right now. And they've done, I think, two of them today. They've done a couple last week. We're just slowly plugging at them so we can have control. If you guys have a water line broke and you don't want to climb on your house because it's soaked and wet because your valves and the valves will be able to turn off on the outside. So it just makes it easier for us and better for the customer. And, you know, people take off on vacation in wintertime, water line breaks inside their house. We can't get in your house, turn it off. So you just walk outside and turn it off and try to get a hold of them when the water's broke. That's about all I got. Thank you.
Questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Thank you. And we are going to move right along. Next on the agenda is our harbor master, and Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, I should have wrote a longer report. Good job, Dave. Well, it's a very short one. We'll jump right into it. Last month, the crew moved approximately 35 boats, hauled and launched, and this week alone they've done 25 boats, and there's more tomorrow. And it's still, the float thing is still going on. And we do have spare billets that Mabone left behind when they added billets to the floats earlier. We have some. And apparently the sea float did start sinking about 6-7 months ago. I was thinking today of taking one of those floats and sinking it with enough water to do it and see how much it really gathers up, you know. But something's going on down there. And in the new harbor, we're still waiting on, apparently Albert Spiros was supposed to finish up the, just install a valve in the new harbor that Dan Mabone put in place, but the fire suppression system. Although there isn't any water to the new harbor yet, it's still not really complete without the valve being done. So in order to write it off, the valve has to be in place. I've bugged Albert about it a few times. Hopefully he'll get it done soon. But all the equipment is up and running. Well, the flat tire on the gal today, tomorrow we'll change out another tire on it. Having a little issues with the hydraulics on it, but we're going to bring it up to Dave and let him dig into it.
That's probably our most used piece of equipment in harbor, is it not?
Very used lots. It's all over the place. You guys have taken power skips down to the Peter Pan complex and then bringing them back, but it's all over. Yeah, it's very well used. And that's about all I have to report.
Very good. Questions for Moon? Not hearing any. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more thing. We did discuss this afternoon, and I didn't bring it up a little bit earlier, but I would appreciate being given some direction. All of you have a paper in front of you from Horizon Ford. As we discussed this afternoon, I had a frank discussion with Arthur at Harris Ford the other day, and it's not his fault. From what I see and what I'm hearing on the news and what he says, I guess there may be some truth to it. But what happened is we did purchase a car and pay for it, and he promised it in May. And as you can see, it's June. And the gentleman, and along with what was said on the news, is that these cars, I guess, are so popular that they've ran out of frames. And it's slow getting frames to the factory, and they're not meeting their demand for the cars. But in the meantime, we're sitting here with a car that was promised to us for the maintenance guy, who is still using his own personal vehicle for work and we just don't need that happening. So we discussed this afternoon. The options are, and I guess if, as Ray had said, we could have, if we looked at this the other way, we could have one on the ferry and probably save some money, but that didn't work that way. But at this point, we can, the other option is that he has, there's two vehicles available. They're that, I guess they're called a super cab, but what it is a half cab in the back that has the doors that open the other way, and we can put stuff inside of the back for him, like a bench for his tools instead of the other. Still have the rack and the spring of the bed. At the end of the day, it will cost, I think, right around, and he, this morning or yesterday morning, has offered to take another $300 to $500 off, but we'll lean toward the latter. But that's going to cost us right around, it's around $3,000 more. And my suggestion is we take care of this and have them put this on the boat, and I can have it taken care of tomorrow. But the consensus was this afternoon, and Riet and Alan, if you concur, if that's okay, maybe direction, and I can just move forward with this. Is that okay, or you're okay? Is that still fine with the board? Rest of you folks, I'm seeing nods.
Yes.
Okay, I will take care of this. So it's unfortunate that Ken is using his personal vehicle, so we'll get that rolling. Dave.
Yeah, well, when we were first starting looking for trucks, too, Anchorage was about $3,000 or $4,000 more.
Yes, correct.
In price. So that was one of the reasons why we kind of leaned towards Seattle, and knowing that it's still due to the freight boat prices versus ferry.
Yeah.
It was going to break, you know, we were going to save a little bit.
So, but anyway, with that, I'll take care of that and get that rolling tomorrow morning. And with that, we'll move forward on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Number one this evening is Ordinance 2015-03. It's our FY16 City of Sandpoint budget for second reading. I'd entertain a motion to put it on the floor for second reading, and then we can discuss.
I'll make a motion for Ordinance 2015-3 on the floor for the second reading.
Motion's been made by Rayette. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Danny, next time. With that, any discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We're on the floor for discussion. With that, Andy, can I call on you to hit the highlights and then any questions from the council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, glad to. Like I stated this afternoon, this is based on discussions with the department heads and the mayor, and to see what needs and projects we could easily undertake over the next year. So those are included in the department budget. All of them is decreased except for public works and the harbor, and those are related to a couple of things that we talked about already, upgrading some of the lines, lift stations, and doing some additional travel lift work in the harbor is accounts for some increase there. But taking into account the budget numbers that we have so far this year and the things that we learned from our last full audit, that was a good guide. It kind of showed how things have played out. This is what we have. I try to be conservative based on especially fish tax and sales tax numbers in the state fish tax. This, based on the last couple of years, we did a good run, and it's a good fish year. That will help the budget for sure. But so far, I've kind of tried to stay conservative and base some of the lower expenditures on potentially lower revenue. And the things that are going on at the state, I don't think that will affect our budget this year, but who knows in a year or two if they cut revenue sharing or decide to cut some other services that could have effect. But we shouldn't see that really this year. One thing that I forgot to note earlier this afternoon is taking out the lobbyist contract, that's $18,000 that will save, and I presume I would take up some of those duties, coordinating with legislators and capital project needs. But really, the point of that is, this was a very lean capital budget year, probably the smallest in the past same in 15 years. Every next year is going to be the same. So having a lobbyist for a capital project needs may not be all that necessary. Now, helping out on certain issues like this electrical issue, we have Mark helping out with that, the hardware electrical issue, that makes sense. And he is still on our current contract through October, so he can work on that sort of issue over the summer. But I think the purposes of what he does for us mostly with his capital project and, you know, lobbying in the legislature, it just seems like it's a bad year for that. So that would save the city some money. If people have heartburn over that, we can discuss. But I think the year freeze on that is something that we can do, and I can just pick up the flat there. My goal, like I said earlier, is to draw from reserve, to make that draw lower and lower so we have a balanced budget. And again, a good fishing year and having revenue sharing of those things definitely help. And it's something that I think we can do within the next year or two, and make those draws out of our savings as low as possible. We're still going to work on it, still trying to find new sources of revenue that, you know, that don't include tax increases and increases on fees for folks in the city. And so I'm investigating a few things there. And so anyway, that's the goal. That's pretty much it, Mr. Mayor. You know, one of the things that is in the department, talking with the chief, you know, we need to be able to have another officer in the police force, and that be funded through a grant. So there's still things that we can do, provide good services, and still try to cut back on expenditures. So if anyone has particular questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Questions? Everything look good to everybody? Nothing jumps out that you need to discuss? Okay. If that's the case, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the ordinance 2015-03.
I'll move adopting resolution 1513.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second by Danny. Okay, with that, any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. Moving right along to number two is resolution 15-13. It's authorizing Alaska USA deposit account. What that is a CD that we talked about last time, and we discussed this afternoon, and the consensus was this afternoon to deposit $200,000. The number that you guys seen on earlier, it wasn't correct because that was passed. Right now, presently, in the general account, we have $440,000-some. There's still the $250,000 in the bingo account that will be transferred $100,000 over, but that leaves the other one was $200,000 from the borough and $150,000 from Trident. So what we discussed this afternoon was putting $200,000, which would actually make more than what's in the AMLIP account now in 1 year. So we think we're comfortable with $200,000 doing that. If that's okay with the council, I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 1513. Depositing $200,000 into Alaska USA CD account for 1 year.
For 1 year. Okay. Motion.
Yeah. Sorry, we should have been that to say for a 1 year term.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And yep. In the motion, do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. We'll give that a whirl and see how it goes, and we'll move forward with that. Nothing under old business this evening. New business. Number one is the Teen Center donation request. It is in your packet. Previous year, we donated $3,000, and we did discuss this afternoon, and it looked like it was consensus to contribute another $3,000. If that's the case, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move to fund the Teen Center again with the last grade we did it at.
Very good. Thanks, Jack. Motion made by Jack. Second by Danny. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Alan? Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. Moving right along to number two is a building permit for State of Alaska. It's for the Department of Fish and Game. If you look to your left, there's a beige building over there that they will be taking down here shortly. And they are looking for a permit to build a new one. It will be a duplex. The landing zoning district is a C3, so they can build a duplex on there. If you go down a little bit more, look at the next page, front yard setbacks at 40. They're trying to kind of center it in the lot, as you can see by the picture. Side setbacks are 16 feet, which is in the norm. And the backyard setback is 40 feet. So they have covered everything that needs to be covered. You do have the as-built. They show the lot, which is 15. And the last page has got all the thing with the draft of the building on it, and it will be a duplex. With that, what are the council's wishes? Approve the permit?
I'll make a motion to approve the building permit for State of Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Moving right along to the city administrator's contract. We did have a lengthy discussion this afternoon on everything, so we did stay for a while. Everything looked in order. I hope everybody had a chance to look at it. The one thing that was questioned that was asked on Mr. Varner's contract was capping accrued leave, and that is covered in his contract, and I do believe it was prior. And I hadn't had anything else, and I don't think anybody else had anything this afternoon. But with that, I know two of our council persons were not here this afternoon. Did you guys have any questions or thoughts? No? How just about you, Rand? Oh, go ahead.
I would just say I think Andy's done a really good job for us, and I'm really, really happy he's on board.
Yeah, that was the consensus this afternoon. Rayette, anything to add?
No.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve Andrew Varner's contract. It is, as you notice, goes through 17, so it's a 2-year. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve our city administrative contract for Andrew Varner.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second? Second by Danny. Thank you. With that, is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. You're on board for a little while longer there, Andy.
I appreciate what Alan said, and like I said today, I've really enjoyed the last year and a half, and look forward to hopefully productive next 28 months, and we'll see where it takes us.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Andy. Moving right along to number four, it's Manager of Public Safety Contract. Again, this one we chatted a bit about this afternoon. In your packet includes a job description. Basically, we are doing a little different direction. We will be a contract with John Lucking. It is on the table. We'll be right up front. We discussed it this afternoon. The only thing, questions that were piled for us was fishing issues. And John had discussed it with the council, and I think we're all on the same field with that. And did you want to add anything, or you're good? Or are we?
No, I'd like to talk to you about just a couple little things. I just got this afternoon, so
sure.
I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, this is the time.
I don't want to sit here and negotiate.
Well, it's up to you. How do you want to deal with it?
Yeah, it's the only. I'd much prefer to have the language been the same as the city manager for in regard to leave. Certainly, with the. I don't know. It just seems to me that it would be most appropriate for consistency and fair and everything that's written in his, which is just a little more giving. It would seem appropriate the other way. So. In his contract is 3 days per month, and I think I had 25 days, and then the 10 days being administrative leave versus being a sick or health care leave. I don't know why that's different.
I have no problem with that. It's up to the council. Obviously, that gives you 36 plus the 10. And we discussed, I guess, the other, what other issue did you have, and the council can comment after, but.
Well, the only other issue, there's we had talked at one time about my availability for the healthcare, where the city, where I would be included and be able to get the half, not be insured by the city, but be able to qualify for that half. And when you look at the whole thing, basically what I'm being moved to is, as the contract stands right now, is the exact pay that I'm getting right now, minus the housing, which now provides the tax burden to me to pay for. So I'm actually going negative as this is written.
Well, if I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, we did compensate for that half. That was included in that pay. In your notes, we may have to go back and look
that's
at that.
That's why I said I don't want to sit here.
Yeah, so
I just wanted it to be what we had talked about. And like I said, the numbers here are, you know, exactly what I'm doing now, which is fine.
Yeah.
But if I take that tax burden for that housing and everything else, then I'm just reducing, I'm going lower.
Well, here, if it's okay.
What kind of tax burden do you have on your house?
Well, if right now, say for instance, the city paid $12,000 and afforded me housing last year. Now I'm absorbing that and I'm paying for my own housing that $12,000, which is being paid as a contractor, so I get a check for it. I'm liable for all my own taxes and everything, where I wasn't when it was a city supplied housing.
Yes, the tax is on the $12,000 that we paid before.
It's included in this contract. Yes. Hey.
You didn't have to pay taxes on your housing before?
No. Not city supplied housing.
Okay. You're paying rent on your house, or you're making
house payment?
You're making house
payment. Yeah.
But you don't pay taxes on that.
On the money he gets, on the money that he's being compensated for.
That was included in it.
That was included, yeah. So it goes as income, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and so he's paying tax on the income.
He'll get a 1099
right?
For that.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah. Okay, quit playing us music, Andy.
I can't control my wife texting me what the kids are doing. Sorry.
Better and answer. Again, you can help out, Andy. I don't know, maybe to get us over that. The health care consideration cost, I thought that was included, which would offset that, plus it'd be a small increase, actually, instead of going.
Andy, help with that. If you remember correctly, did we not? I thought that was included.
I'm having trouble hearing, Mr. Mayor, but are you asking what's included?
When we sat down with John?
Yeah, I've got the notes here in front of me. It was the I think the items that John was requesting we met. It was when you kind of roll in different things like salary, medical, PERS, housing subsidies, fuel, things that the city was paying on before, but we wouldn't do this time, but still helping John. You know, rolling those things in that the city wouldn't be paying for sort of the number that we arrived at. But, I mean, he is correct, yeah, he would be paying taxes on that, but we acknowledged that at the time as well.
I thought it was covered, John.
No, we did.
Yeah.
But the sole set-aside, which, like I said, is a whole package, made it palatable instead of going negative that I was going forward a little bit, was my understanding was that I would be able to participate in the not getting health care, but, you know, being able to get the $6,000.
Well, that's what I thought it was included. See, if it's okay with the board, and this is the council's thing, and I don't have a problem, if it's okay, would you guys, how about I just deal with John and we move forward? If you want to approve this, I think we're gonna drag on. I think these are very small things that we can take care of. The big thing, the other thing, questions that came forward, and John and talked with the council this afternoon, was fishing issue came up, and John, there's gonna he have his time in there, and I think it was mutually agreed that you would, if you did that, it would be
not my time.
Yeah,
it would be
leave it up. Okay. So That was
and save your leave for a vacation. Yeah. Right.
So that go ahead, Raya.
So if it's leave without pay, then what do you do? Prorate for the
correct
the month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, or use the leave balance, either one, but yeah. It wouldn't cost the city.
Right.
It wouldn't be fair for
because he'll be being paid still twice or bi-weekly or however it works. So
monthly is the
or bi-monthly, I'm sorry. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't understand the $12,000. I would think if the city was paying your housing, that's a benefit, and you should have been paying income tax on that benefit. And that won't be there anymore, so you wouldn't have to do that.
I don't know for sure on that. And at that point, then what you were paying for housing, any other of our housing has never been $1,000 a month either. I mean, so there's. I think we need to chat a little bit more.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to get far ahead. I just don't want to go backwards.
No, understood. But I'm saying that out of all the city housing that city has, that's the only place we were ever paying $1,000 on. Anybody that has that paying rent is in the $500-$600 range. So. I think maybe we're at a point where we need to chat a little bit more than if that's it here.
Again, I think it's really minor.
Yeah.
In the end, it's silly for me to want to go back.
Yeah, no, understood.
Personally.
What are the council's wishes? Do you want to approve with me taking care of it? Are you comfortable with that, or do you want it back to you?
I think you should bring it back when you get it final.
That's fair enough. Is that okay with the rest of you guys? I will take care of that. It'll come back at the next council meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's good with that? Okay, thank you. We'll stop there on that one. And Jack, I'm sorry.
Just one question.
Sure.
So John's contract as it is just goes forward a month and
correct.
You take it up in the next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
good. Does that work for you, John?
Go ahead.
Okay, everyone's fine with that? Okay, we're moving right along. Number five on the agenda is the Marine Sink Harbor Utility Management Proposal. We did chat about this in length a little bit this afternoon. One of the things that came up, and Danny, we had a point, I think Andy has already checked on this a little bit or is going to be asking questions. But I think it was a consensus that we'd like to just give it a try. It's $5,000 and it does come with a 5% stock restocking fee. But if it works, I think it could be a great thing for us. And I think it's worth a try, and I was getting the feeling that I think it was unanimous that that's the way we wanted to go. And I'm sure if you guys have questions, but with that, what are the council's wishes?
How many pedestals would we...
It was five.
Five for our trial?
Yeah.
Try five spots? So it's a grand a piece. Kind of.
Well, it comes with a lot of the other equipment there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 45-day trial. It'll put us through one billing cycle, and then if we don't like it, we that's not going to work. We give it back to them.
Sounds good.
You're good with that?
And if it works, then they're $200 a pedestal.
Yeah.
And you have all the other equipment there.
There, yeah. It's probably looking at upwards over $50,000 if we end up doing it. In that range somewhere. So if not, we'll pay a 5% stocking fee on the $5,000.
And this should be like, so if somebody comes up like with water and sewer and they don't pay their bills, this should be just a simple little thing like that for the harbor master to shut it off tonight. What I'm reading what this will do.
I'm assuming that. I'm not sure quite how it works, but yeah, you can eliminate the power, yeah. I mean, shut it off.
Yeah, no, that's right. Wirelessly
yep.
Enable and disable electrical
cool.
services at each slip.
Yeah. Oh.
And prevent power poaching.
Hey, I've been guilty of that almost every year for the last 25.
Talking about the pad?
July or August.
Can't get away with that anymore.
$300 bill.
No. Oh. If there's enough with that, I'd entertain a motion one way or other, or we could move on. Are we interested in giving it a try?
Do you need a motion on that?
Yes, please. Money.
I'll move to do the
The Trial BDO FY, no. Marine Sink Harbor.
Yeah.
Utility.
Management proposal. Motion made by Jack. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to number seven, the PFC alcohol permit. Heather was here this afternoon. Heather Thompson. Did I miss one? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry. BDO FY15 audit proposal on the table for this year. We did go through that. Andy, am I correct in saying that was our only people that have responded to us?
Correct. I'm not sure if Newhouse is over the right to fight this anymore, but...
well, I don't know if we're going to fix them anymore either.
Whoops, that's correct. That's the only proposal we have to present.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. I think they've done a good job. As you notice, though, as they have become swallowed up by BDO, that prices have gone up, and I guess that's just part of, like, almost a monopoly is what happens when these guys keep swallowing up smaller businesses. But I would suggest that we accept their proposal and use them again for audit purposes. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to use BDO for the F-15 audit.
Motion's been made by Jack to use BDO. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Shirley. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack.
Yes.
Rita.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Danny.
Yes.
Rhett.
Yes.
Alan.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. We'll get that taken care of. Sorry about getting out of line there. Our next one, we're on seven, is PFC's alcohol permit. Heather Thompson was in this afternoon. They are looking to do, it's going to be donations toward probably a close-up trip, possibly Boys and Girls Club, and what was the other one that she possibly was looking at?
EMS.
Yeah. That's what it was. Thank you. And they're looking for about a two-hour permit. It'd be similar to Silver Salmon Derby, correct? And they're looking for a blessing from the council, and then she will get together and work with Mr. Lucking on...
We actually already met.
Oh, okay, so you guys chatted about it. But we would like the council to give it the blessing. So what are the council's wishes?
She needs approval of the permit? Approval of just...
Yeah. Of that. Yeah.
Sure.
So that's okay. A motion?
Oh, you want a motion?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'll make the motion. We approve their fundraising
beer garden.
Permit.
Motion's been made by Rhett. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion?
Who are they fundraising for?
Close Up EMS and Boys and Girls Club. That's what she meant.
Does the school district have any approval on how they fundraise?
You know, I never even thought of that.
That's a
good question.
Well, I don't think the children will be, but I mean...
Well, I know, but I was just wondering if...
Did it say anything on...
They're more like donating the money.
Correct, yeah.
So would it be...
The
it goes through the fisheries coalition.
The coalition is... Yes. And they will donate the money to the
entities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not fundraising as them.
Yeah.
So it isn't doing it yet.
It'll be that coalition donating the money to those.
Because it has to be a nonprofit.
Right. Any other further discussion?
Maybe we had a Wi-Fi for six kids and that one on the other end of the lot, and then we could raise some money for all these shortfalls.
Is that a motion, Jack?
Oh.
Put that recorder away, Jack.
Anyway, with no further discussion, a roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Rhett?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. And Heather, you guys will finalize whatever you need to do to take care of that. Okay, thank you. With that, we're going to turn over to public comments. We got three of you out there. Anybody to add? I take that as a no. So we're going to start this evening over here to our left. Jack?
I don't have much tonight.
Okay, very good. Alan?
Four-wheelers.
You sure you want to go there? Go ahead.
You know, as I rode around America, I was on quite a long motorcycle ride, and I would pull into small towns in Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and there's young guys, young gals riding to the convenience store getting milk for mom on their four-wheelers, and even two-wheelers too. They were all wearing helmets, every one of them. I don't know, I'd like to revisit our four-wheeler ordinance. Another one of the items is like the helmet law that we require. It's kind of unique when you look at the different states. Some states just say everybody wears a helmet on a motorcycle. But the states that don't, you know, adults don't have to. There's some that, like, where the kids all have to in every state. But like here in Sandpoint, like if I put my wife on the back of the four-wheeler, she's supposed to have a helmet. That's kind of a unique thing. You know, most states are either everybody wears them or just the kids wear them. If the passenger is a kid or they wear them. We're kind of unique here.
It's a state.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. It's not ours. It's a state. The helmet. Passenger wearing
helmet. It's slightly different than what we got.
Is it?
Yeah.
I
was on a website checking them all out because I was trying to figure out where I could wear a helmet, where I had to. I mean, I wear a helmet anyway. Yeah. But
the driver isn't required, but a passenger is.
I think it's under 18.
Under 19.
Yeah. Oh, 19. Yeah. There you go. Under 19 in Alaska. That's what, so like your wife wouldn't have to. In the state.
What's your wife?
But here.
No.
Okay, sir. Anyway.
I don't know. I just like that. I just like that. It's summertime, and, you know, I don't know. I'd like to, maybe the next council meeting we can.
That's not a problem. We can talk about that, and maybe you can be available next workshop to chat a bit.
I will, but what should happen is everybody should be copied with what ordinance exists right now and maybe take the chance to read it before we enter in the session. It does need totally recodified because it talks about registering bikes and city hall taking monies. And I mean, so if everyone want to take a look at it, if we're going to really address it, we just need to comprehensively.
Can you get that, and we can get that distributed, or do we have that available, Shannon?
We can make sure everybody has.
Well, I'll with you maybe work with her and we'll get it distributed here, and then we can. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Jack did have a comment though.
Can I just add something to what Alan was saying? We have to look at the four-wheelers on the road, I think, rather than off of it. Can you look right out the door?
Well, there's
We're going to lose our road.
Yeah. It is happening in other places.
Go for Shannon.
With a large pepperoni and... sorry, I was all garbled. I hope I didn't miss anything.
No, we're... Alan, I had a comment, and we're going to get the ordinance for four wheelers, and we're going to take a gander at it next month.
I will say the last thing I heard was four wheelers, and sorry I missed that conversation.
That's why the phone went.
Yeah, four wheelers and dogs, you know how it goes. But we can do that, Alan, and we'll get that ordinance and we'll get that distributed to council members and then we can read up on it and then comments. Did you have anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Marita? Okay. Shirley?
Does it take two readings to modify an ordinance?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't too happy when the four-wheeler ordinance issue came along. I had teenage kids that were riding to and from school on three-wheelers, four-wheelers. But I think some public and our chief at the time kind of pushed us into modifying it, making it stricter. So, we could include it. I wouldn't mind. But I was wondering, are we reposting the library job?
We'd like to do, and we didn't talk about that, but I want to repost in August.
In August?
Yes. Okay. And it will be reposted in August. For the night job?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Anything else, really?
No.
Okay. Rhea?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Danny?
No, I'm here.
Okay, very good. With that, it's almost a record again. I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Rayette, second by Shirley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.